Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This 12 May 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And it's going to be you and I tonight. I'd like to share with you some personal thoughts, if you don't mind. You know, I feel like I'm talking to family. I don't care whether you're next door here where I live in West Virginia or in France or Europe or where you are, or Australia, that people email me, I don't care. You're my friends and my family. So I don't mind sharing personal things that happened to me in the past, because I think it's how we get to know one another, is it not? Before I do that, though, I might mention two things. Tomorrow's Thursday again already. How quickly the weeks go by. We'll be in the office tomorrow, folks, hopefully from 9 to 4 Eastern, to take your phone calls. Just chat a while if you want to, or take an order, or whatever you want to do. We'll be here in office. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Now, if you have long distance, you can save us a little bit of money every month if you call us on our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448 to call a toll number. But we want to hear from you nonetheless. And we're still offering, and this is going, I'm going to mention this more after tonight, the King James 62-page packet on why I use the KJV, and I will not trust any of the rest of them. Packets are right here available, 62 pages long. Donation of $15, get it to you folks. Make copies, share with your friends and family. This information could be soul-changing and soul-saving information. I'm telling you the truth. I will not lie to you for anything in the world. King James 60:11 is what I use. That's what I'm going to stick to, and I can prove why. Vladimir toothpaste and mouthwash are both on special, 10% off, rest of this month. If you call and ask for it, we'll have it here in the office. And, of course, the 20-plus doctor testimonials on why the vaccine is so dangerous. Folks, it's even causing blindness. It's doing all kinds of things to people. That's unbelievable. We're going to put a packet together, like I said, on that. If you want a packet of information on what we're talking about tonight, if you can't go online, go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under COVID hoax or health news and get all the information you want off there. Print it off, share it with your friends and family. If you can't do that, let us know. We'll send you a packet of information as to why this vaccine is so dangerous and how COVID has been a hyped up hoax. Now, I didn't say COVID wasn't a real virus. Been hyped up hugely in order to control the people. And you please call tomorrow, and if you want it, get a copy of this, because I think your friends will want to see this. For any donation, any size, we will send that to you. And this coming Saturday, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we're going to start church services, as always, with prayer requests and maybe some music. At 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll go into current events. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to have Dr. Carrie Madej join us to share some more information she has to share about what's going on with the COVID and a lot more than that. Now, folks, this will be a packed weekend again as usual. I hope you'll join us. You can join us if you have a computer and you can get online. Go to PastorButch.com, find where it says live stream, and click on there, and there will be. If you don't mind looking at me, you'll be all right. If you have to, actually, you can turn your head, but I'll be on there live. And if you don't have that ability to do that, we have a number you can call. There's no ID number to punch in. This dial this number and go right in directly to the Bible study. The number is 339-209-5013. No extension, nothing. It's 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us. I really do. I know the listenership has dropped off some. I don't know why, but we're there. 339-209-5013. Or go to PastorBush.com and click on the live stream. We'll be there to talk to you in person and hope you'll call maybe and share some thoughts with us. But we want to share the truth with you as much as possible. Now, that's part of what I want to talk to you about tonight. You know, if you listen to this program any amount of time at all, if you've been listening 2 weeks, you already know this. But if you've been listening for years, and some of you have been listening for over 20 years, you know we cover all issues. We skirt around nothing. We look at all issues from a Christian standpoint. No, not from a world standpoint, not from a human standpoint, strictly from a biblical standpoint. I've said many times, if you want my opinion, I'll read it to you out of the King James Bible. If you want my opinion, it's in the book. That's my opinion. What God says, I teach. What he says is right, I'll call right. What he says is wrong, I'll call wrong. That is my opinion. So we cover all issues, all topics, because they're all important. I know when I was first called to preach, I ran for 2 years. I didn't quit going to church. Trying my best to get away from the calling of God. But the Bible says he doesn't take back his callings. And he didn't. He wore me down one night with a dream he showed me in my dream. I'm not going to take time to share it right now, but if you ever want to know, let me know. I'll tell you about it. That will say scared me straight. I said, all right, Lord, I'll preach. I'll do it. I'll do it. But just don't make me a pastor. Don't ever tell our Heavenly Father what you don't want to do. It's like telling your earthly daddy, I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do it. I promise you, you'll do it. Within 2 years, I was pastoring two churches. I always thought I liked being an evangelist, but I never was called to be an evangelist. I never was called to preach a strictly salvation message. That has not been me. Matter of fact, no pastor, no real pastor, preaches salvation week in, week out, week in, and week out. A real pastor teaches the church of what's happening in the world, the time they live in. He'll take history and talk about history in the past and what happened to the nations that forgot God and historical facts from the scriptures. And folks, unless you study the Old Testament and understand who Israel was and is today, you'll never understand the Word of God. Now, pastor will take the Old Testament, history, and current events that's happening right now and tell you where we are in time. And how close we are to something, maybe we'll call the end times and what's going to happen maybe even next or close to what's going to happen next, because you look at the time chain and figure it out. Folks, I guess you call that prophetic if you want to. I don't mind saying that. But I'm not an Old Testament prophet. But I can look at Scripture. I can look at past and I can look at the current events, tell you what's going to happen next. And I pray that I'm deadly wrong with this. I pray I'm so wrong with this that I really do. I pray I'm wrong. But I do look for this COVID vaccine or non-vaccine to kill over a period of time, next year, 2 years, 3 years, millions of people. I do believe that. I do believe that's going to happen. Not because I'm such a great person to understand everything, but we know that a third of the earth is going to be killed, the population of the earth. And what better way to do it than scare them into the vaccine? Don't kill them all at one time. They'll understand something's wrong and they'll do something about it. Take them out a few at a time, a few meat at a time, even all around the world. But, well, you know it can't be the vaccine, because it's 3 years later. So they're going to say, well, no, the vaccine, it's a morph virus of COVID. It's just another virus that's killing people. Got to have more vaccines, and God guarantee you, people will slap the mask back on if they ever take them off, and they'll take another vaccine. It is a ploy from the Antichrist forces to destroy creation and people, all that he can take with him to hell. He started in the garden, and ever since then he's tried to destroy mankind and what our God created. Now, you know that's true. But I've never had a calling just to preach salvation. That is not what I've had to do. That's not my calling. Never was. That's why we cover all the issues, all the topics, because they're important. As a pastor, and maybe it will be a modern-day New Testament prophet as far as being able to look at the history and the scriptures and tell you where we're heading next, that's not my job to always preach salvation. But I will tell you this tonight. I want to cover a few more things. I want to talk to you about something very important. But you know, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I used to preach a pre-trib rapture. Yes, folks. I was that ignorant one time. I was totally that ignorant one time that I preached a pre-trib rapture. And I thought I was preaching Bible. And I knew how I got deceived into that? I read materials from other people. Listen to other people's teachings. May I say this humbly but very straightforwardly? Lay aside people's notes, the footnotes in your Bible. Go to the Scripture. Get yourself a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance and order a dictionary from us, a Webster's Dictionary from us. And sit down and take the Bible. Look up words that you may think you understand the meaning of, but you want to look at them, maybe you'll see something. Well, this doesn't, what does all this mean? Take time, look up the words in the concordance, both Old and New Testament, and in the dictionary. You will learn the truth. Man's commentaries are just that, just like mine are right now, mine are commentaries. But examine what I'm saying, see the scriptural. When I started examining what I was being taught, I started realizing that I've been taught wrong. I won't say people lied to me. I like to think that they were just ignorant and taught what they believed to be true like I did. But we shouldn't deceive ourselves in the fact that there are wolves out there in sheep's clothing that want to devour us. Take away our even our very soul if possible and deceive us into hell. But in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you'll find, if you take time to read it and study it, that the church is going to be here when the Antichrist shows up. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. Because he will deceive many, many people through wondrous things he does. He will. And the Bible tells us that all those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, all those who have not believed the truth, will be given a great deception, not by Satan, but by God, to deceive them right into hell, to believe a lie and be damned. Now, that's what it says, folks. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, thereabouts, it says that Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, will come in and deceive the people. Because they haven't received the truth, and they might be saved. And for this cause, God said, because they have not received the truth, I will send a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. That is pretty straightforward, is it not? So, but I taught that. But I will say this, no matter who you are, if you're out there telling people about what's going on in the world, if you're exposing evil all around you, good for you, you should be, that's our job. That's everybody's job, not just a church's job, but everybody's job. Every decent man, woman, and child that's able to speak should be shown the evils all around us, exposing lies and the deceiving of Satan's minions on this earth. But if you have not been born again, if you do not know who Christ is, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, my friends, our God himself will send you a delusion and cause you to be damned. All the work you've done on earth, all the things you've exposed, all the articles you've written, all the books you've written, all the radio shows you've done, all the TV shows you've done, all the people you fed, all the people that you led and helped in many different ways will mean nothing. Matthew chapter 7 says, Christ said, I never knew you. and you'll be deceived right into the beast system. Now that's the truth. Matter of fact, Revelation 13, we'll find out if you look at it, folks, around verse 7, that God himself will give the beast power to overcome the saints. Yeah, on this earth. That doesn't mean that he can touch your souls. No, 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 no. But he'll cause them to be killed. Cause them to be persecuted, prosecuted. It's happening all over the world right now. You know, Kentucky is trying to pass a law. Kentucky now, right next door to us. Trying to pass a law that Christians cannot adopt children. Yeah, that's true. Pastors in Canada are being arrested for opening their churches. Pastors in London, England are being arrested for preaching on the streets about godly marriages. Persecution of the church is going to increase tremendously. Revelation 13 says so. You can believe it or not believe it. It's not going to change it. But understand this, folks. Matthew chapter 16, Christ said, what will you gain? What will you gain if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? What if we can reestablish the Bill of Rights and reestablish this country as a nation that has some moral compass in it? What if we can do that? We end up losing our own souls. What did Christ say? What would you gain? What would you prosper? Well, I would help change the land. That's wonderful. That's great. But you lost something worth more than the whole world, your soul. These are things that we need to think about. Go about doing good. That's a wonderful thing to do. But if Christ is not your Redeemer, if Christ is not your Lord, if Christ is not your Savior, if God is not your Father through the blood of the Lamb, then you have lost everything for nothing and gained nothing. You say, preacher, that's kind of selfish. Why is it selfish? I want, by my Father's help and grace, to change somebody's life for the better. I would love to see our nation repent and turn back to God. Is it going to happen? No, sir, I don't think it's going to happen. But does that mean I'm going to shut up? No, sir, it does not mean that at all. It means it's just the opposite. But I want to do it in the might and the power of my Father in heaven, with my soul secure in my Savior. I don't want to see my children die one day and them know who Christ is and me not know. Or I don't want to see my children say, well, my daddy fought for the Bill of Rights, but he didn't tell me about Christ, and here I am in hell burning in a lake of fire. I don't want to hear that. I want to be a believer first in Jesus Christ. To live a life, a holy life, he says, for be ye holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no man shall see God. I want to be prayerfully a man and a daddy to tell his sons about Christ and salvation. That although they'll stand for what's right in this world, not compromise with evil, and prayerfully change some things for the better while they're on this earth, as we should be, they won't go to hell afterward and say, my daddy didn't tell me about that. He told me about the Bill of Rights. He talked about founding fathers. He talked about all these things, but he never talked about Christ. What a shame. What a disgusting shame that would be. So with all these things happening, with all the news we expose here, with everything that we say and do to try to expose evil and put in your hands information, DVDs, materials, books, whatever we have, to try to put in your hand to help you understand what's going on so you can help expose it to other people. If I did not do that in the name of Jesus Christ, I would have lost everything and gained nothing. If I don't tell you about Christ, then your blood's on my hands. Ezekiel 33 says we're to warn with enemies at the gate as watchmen in Christ. We can be watchmen, folks, without being a born-again believer. We can. We can see what's happening. It takes an absolute idiot not to see what's happening in our country. Socialism, communism, murdering children, sodomizing their sons, perverting their daughters. I mean, all this is damnable teachings, but it's not even being tolerated by the churches. If God's people hadn't tolerated it, folks, this nation would not be going to hell right now. It's the church's fault, nobody else's. But nonetheless, you can be a watchman on the wall all you want and cry aloud and spare not, so to speak, and tell them, hey, you're going down because you're turning this into a communist state. But if you don't teach others about Jesus Christ, especially your family, you have failed miserably. This world is going to end one day. This nation will perish off the face of the earth. It will not be the United States any longer when everything's reset up. When there's a new earth, a new heaven, the United States will not be a nation as we call it now at all. None of them will be. And all the work you've done to reestablish this nation, no matter how much you think you accomplished, will do no good in the end for those that you didn't tell about Christ that your soul may be saved. I know personally people, I know them personally, who are informed what's happening in the world. I know a lot of them, by the way, who won't be informed. A lot of them go to church and think, well, we're just fine. Don't worry. There's nothing wrong. Everything's fine. Oh, there's some bad thing going on. But don't worry about it. We don't have any responsibility other than just go to church and sing, say how much we love Jesus and put a dollar in the collection plate once a week. And we'll go home, feel good, watch a ball game. We did our duty for the week. We went to church. That's where 95% of those who go, that call themselves Christians, that's what they do. That's where they go. They play church. I guarantee you that most places that you go to church will not cover what I'm covering right now. They won't talk about current events, and never will. Your churches as a whole are hirelings. If they're 501c3, no matter how much they say they're preaching the gospel, they are committing adultery at least once a year, every time they have a business meeting, and report to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, which is everything the church owns. They'll turn it over and say, this is what we have here. This is our property value. This is what we collect in donations. They will turn over to Caesar once a year God's business. That is idolatry. They could be the ones that Christ says, that depart from me, I never knew you, in Matthew 7. And if you donate to 501c3s, if you donate to those who compromise, who are part of the IRS system, you're donating to a dead thing. That's one thing we're told not to do. But nonetheless, like I was saying, I know people who know what's going on. I know them personally. And they say they're Christians, and I'm not going to say yay or nay on the fact of being born again. I can't say that for sure. But at best, they're immature Christians because they're scared to death. They walk in continual fear. And we know that the spirit of fear does not come from God. He said, the spirit of fear doesn't come from me. The fear has torment. He doesn't give us a spirit of fear. We walk in fear because we're looking at the fleshly side of things, not the spiritual side of things. We're walking in our own understanding. We're walking in our own powers, I guess you could say, and to try to do something that's right and to make a change. And we're fearful. And folks, if we take our eyes off Christ and look at the world's circumstances, you're going to become fearful. It's like Peter did. Peter walked in the water. The waves were rough. I mean, the waves were high, and Peter saw Christ and walked towards him. And when he took his eyes off Christ, looked at the waves and thinking, man, I can't do this. He started sinking. The waves are turmoils of the world, if you will. They're problems of the world that we look at sometimes and get our eyes off Christ. And we become frightened, lose our faith, and start to sink. We don't want that to happen. If that's part of your life, folks, you're not walking where you ought to be with Christ. I'm telling you the truth because I love you. No, I'm not saying my heart isn't troubled. No, I never would say that. My heart is continually troubled with what I see around me. But I can say by His glory and grace, I don't walk in fear. Fear of man, fear of Satan and all his minions, I don't walk in that kind of fear. I don't look forward to being persecuted, prosecuted, maybe put in jail. I don't look forward to that. Nobody does. Christ didn't look forward to it either, going to the cross. He didn't want to do it. He said, Father, it's possible. I'd rather do it another way. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And I look at this and say, I don't like what I see, Lord. I don't like what's coming. I don't like the idea of people laughing at me and mocking me and ridiculing me. I don't like that. But he reminds me about when they spit on him and plucked his beard and whipped him. He reminds me of that. And so does Apostle Paul, by the way. All the rest of them have suffered for Christ. We have not suffered yet in the blood as a whole in this country. We haven't, for Christ's sake. But it's going to come to that. Don't know when. I think it's soon. If you walk in fear, folks, you walk in defeat. If you walk in fear, it's if faith is the opposite of fear, then fear is the opposite of faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. If you're walking in fear, you're not pleasing God. You're being defeated every day in your walk. People can't respect you because what you say has no conviction behind it. It has no power behind it, no authority behind it. People say, Pastor, you speak with authority. It's not me, it's Christ in me speaking through me. That's the Holy Ghost speaking through me. I speak in authority because it comes from God Almighty, not me. Well, you have wisdom. The wisdom comes from God. We're told in 1 Timothy chapter, James, we can ask for all the wisdom we want, and he'll give us all the wisdom we need. And the wisdom comes from learning the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and experiencing the power of God. That's where it comes from. Not from going to church 3-4 times a week, listening to little sermonettes. No, no. But you see, Christ said, if your heart's troubled, He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Yeah, we live in a world. We're being laughed at. If you have no joy or peace, if you're not walking in Christ, folks, you're not going to have that. In John chapter 16, Christ said, I'll give you peace that the world didn't give you. Yeah, John 16 and John 14, both say, I'll give you peace. I'll give you peace the world can't take away. And in 1 Peter chapter 1, he said, I'll give you a joy that the world can't touch. Happiness, folks, is circumstantial. I'm not always happy. If things are not going just like I think they should, sometimes I get unhappy. But I don't lose my joy in Christ. I have learned through years of experience walking with my Father and my Savior. And nothing's going to happen to me that they don't have happened for a reason. If I'm a child of God and joined there with Christ, I shouldn't be fearing circumstances. I don't understand all these things. I really don't. I don't understand. I don't understand everything. I know that death comes through sin. Sickness comes through sin. Debt comes through sin. All this can cause it. Now, I didn't say that you sinned, but the sin that Adam committed us all to these situations. All flesh must die because of sin. But for those that know Christ, when this body dies, they never die. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They don't die. And all those who leave this world in Christ, those of us who love Him and follow Him, will see them again one day. Precious promises given to us. Precious, precious promises that are as good as His Word is, and His Word will remain forever. That's how marvelous it is to serve Christ. All the evil in this world is going on, we are to expose and stand against. That's our job. Ephesians says so. But not to let it drag us down into the muck and mire with the rest of the world. Back at the break, your phone calls at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. go to themanna.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numanna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. I'm going to get your phone call in just a couple minutes, I promise. So hang in there, Dean and all of you. You can call me at 844-769-2944. I want to share with you something. I was sharing with Todd, our producer there, but during the break, because I have seen miracles in my life, and I don't have time to go through all of them, but I do want to share one with you in particular, or a couple, actually. I've been called before the FBI. I'm thinking three times, maybe two, but three times for, I'm pretty sure, for interviews about things that happened around and I guess because I was outspoken on radio and I was a Second Amendment supporter and a solid biblical Christian and all that, I guess they thought maybe I was leaning to the right wing too far, so they were going to question me. I met with the FBI and we talked. And that was all come out of it. Nothing else came out of it. But some years later, I was running, believe it or not, as a writing candidate for the governor of West Virginia. Now, folks, I had not had a driver's license, all total, about 12 years. Because I refused to do a digital picture, a number of my face. That's what a fingerprint is. It's a digital scan, a number of your finger, a number of your fingerprint, a number of your face. I wouldn't do that and put it on what they swore at the time. The state said this picture, this digital picture, will not leave West Virginia. I knew better than that. I'd already been told it was going to go clear across country, and eventually into Interpol, which is a worldwide policing organization. So my wife, myself, Phil Hudock, and my brother Dick would not do a driver's license with a digital picture. And we went 7, 8 years, 9 years, well, maybe a total, I guess, altogether, about 12 years altogether, I guess you'd say, without a driver's license. Even got a speeding ticket, say about that minute, without a driver's license. But everybody, all the cops in the state knew it because it's in the state papers. Pastor Butch Paul will not take a driver's license with a digital picture. I met with the lawyers of the governor at the time, Governor Manchin, and over and over. Several times myself and others, we drove to Charleston, about 2 hours from where I live, and met with the lawyers, and nothing ever come of it. Finally, I don't know how it come about exactly, but the governor said he would see me. So this is back before the Real ID had become law yet. When I went to the Capitol to see the governor, we had several protesters show up there too, protesting against the Real ID. But I was called back into the governor's conference room, Governor Manchin, and him and the second guy and Charles named Jim, I don't remember his last name, was there. I sat there at the table with him. I met with him twice. I think one time Phil Hudock was with me also. But I told him as plainly as possible, Governor, I'm not trying to get to be a pain to you or anything else, but my Christian convictions, I wrote my letters and explained to him several times, my Christian conviction says I cannot give you a digital picture to be posted on the internet and all of the world. He said that won't happen, but maybe he did or didn't know. I don't know. But then that meeting, the second meeting, he looked over at the head guy and said, Jim, take care of these people's problems. So they did. They deleted the pictures. We didn't need the picture, digital pictures. They just deleted them. We didn't need that. So for some years, I drove with no problem. I had took the license because I didn't have a digital picture. Fingerprints not required. Nothing else required. And so then they changed governors. Well, the license ran out, of course, and the new governor, such a weasel, such a little piece of nothing named Tom. I forget his last name, Thompson. But anyway, he was just a weasel. Wouldn't even meet with us. Wouldn't even give us time of day. So finally, myself and some others thought, well, now, you know, it's now I can, if a man wants to dress like a woman, get his picture taken, he can. They can't stop it. Or vice versa. You can put a wig on, go and dress like a woman, and they cannot do a thing about that. That's the law now. So we got to think about this. We didn't want to dress like women. Talk about being ugly women. We would have been ugly women. But anyway, we had another idea. I think Phil thought of it. Let's dress up like Indians. I am part Indian. My dad was half Indian. I know it was Cherokee or Mingo tribe, but he was half Indian. My brother and I and Phil decided we're going to get war bonnets. We had to put on war bonnets. And I had one. Phil had one. Brother had one. And Marcia put some Indian makeup on us to make my collar and my skin look bright. And caked it on thick enough to cover the cracks of my face even. Yeah, that's what we did. So I went into the DMV here in Summerville, West Virginia. Myself, Phil, and my brother dressed like Indians. Draw a lot of attention. A lot of attention. And people coming up, you know, and children went up and get pictures taken with us, and people come up talk to us and shaking their hand and thanking us for what we're doing. Even the people who worked at the DMV said, we know what you're doing. I mean, they didn't have any problem with what we're doing. They had no problem. They didn't have a problem at all. So we went through, and then time to get my picture taken. Well, I had the headdress on. My face wasn't showing clearly. They had feathers around my head, around my face. They kept saying, will you mind removing your headdress? And I said, no, sir, I'm not taking it off. I'm celebrating my heritage. I'm not going to take this headdress off. I didn't take it off. They took, I want to say, 20 pictures and finally give up. So forget it. So on my picture right now, you will see an Indian picture on my driver's license. They couldn't do digital, so they let it go. They had no. They couldn't do anything about it. So it's good for a couple more years with me. A copy of that was a picture that was sent to my now Senator Manchin, and the secretary showed it to him and said he really enjoyed that. He got a kick out of it. But back to the pole point, I was driving one day near a little town called Marlington, West Virginia. I still worked on the road. I worked in sales. I was speeding. Got pulled over by a state trooper. Showed him my international driver's license. I didn't have a driver's license. But he knew who it was. He saw my name in the paper. He wrote me a ticket. Well, that ticket, was turned in. And a few days later, I got a call from FBI again. A guy that I knew named Steve. He's out of Charleston. I won't give you his last name. I think he's long off the force by now. Called me and said, Pastor, I'd like to talk to you. So my dad, another friend, and I went over to Bob Evans in Summerville, Virginia, Bob Evans restaurant. And the FBI agent came in. He bought us all breakfast. He said, Pastor Butch, I want to talk to you personally because I know you. I know that because a guy living not too far from there who was they called a white supremacist and a dangerous man, living not too far from there, they thought maybe I was going to see him. I didn't even know the guy. But the FBI said, I know you. I know that you're not involved in any of this, and I won't be one to interview you. And I said, Steve, look me in the eye a minute. Do I look scared? He said, no, you don't look scared. I'm not scared, Steve. I'm serving Christ. I'm going to do what I'm told to do by my Father in heaven. At the end of the conversation, he said, Pastor, I'm going to tell you something. I am going to resign from the force. I said, really? Why? He said, because everything you told me a few years ago is coming to pass. So I haven't talked to him since then, I don't think. I'd like to talk to him again. I really would. And not too long after that, or maybe even before that, but I know it was after that, I was called before a federal grand jury for what I called a guy on the radio. I called him a low-down, scum-sucking dog. That's what he was. He was a federal, undercover federal agent. I had a friend of mine arrested for nothing. I was called before a grand jury to maybe indict me for, I guess, terroristic threats. Went before the grand jury. I had to hire a lawyer. The lawyer said, lawyer wanted $500. That's the law, folks. To go before a grand jury, you have to have a lawyer there. They can't be with you in a room, but you have to have a lawyer there for consultation. I didn't have $500. I didn't have the money. But the federal government paid for my room and board that night in Clarksburg, West Virginia. I went up there the night before, and they paid all my expenses. And I got down on my knees beside the bed that morning before I left. I said, Father, I you know what I need in the way of paying this gentleman. He told me I could make payments, but if it be your will, I'd like to pay him in full. I don't have $500, Father, but I'd like to pay him in full if it be your will. I walked into the courthouse. They were holding a grand jury in the basement that day because something's going on in the other room. Walked down the hallway, and the guy there I had never met before, his name was Roger Stonebreaker. Knew me by the radio broadcast. Introduced yourself and dropped something in my hand. I knew nothing about gold and silver then. I knew nothing about the value of gold and silver at that time. He dropped in my hand a gold-collared coin, I guess. I said, is this a medallion? He said, no, that's a $20 gold piece that's worth $500. Right out of his hand, into my hand, to the lawyer's hand, I was paid in full. Now you see some of the reasons why I'm not afraid what man may do to me. My God brought to me, not out of the fish's mouth, so to speak, right out of the hand of a man that I never met before in my life. And I didn't mention on the air that I need the money either. I didn't. He gave me the gold coin that paid my lawyer off in full. Now you tell me why I should fear man. I said all that just to make the point that our God is greater than man. And if his will, we go to prison. It won't be the first time, folks. People have died in prison for the glory of God. They counted all but dung. All but dung, as Paul said, for the joy we'll share with Christ one day for eternity. Now I'm going to shut up and take some phone calls. Let's go to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, I got five. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got four quick points. I'm going to send you a donation in a couple of weeks. And you talk about opinions. Here's some verses. However, we'll write these down. 1 Kings 18:21, Joshua 24:15, and Amos 3:3. It talks about opinions, how they mean nothing. The whole thing, Butch, is what God says, and when you try to play both sides of the fence, here's what it comes down to. S-L-O-P, you know what S-L-O-P stands for, Butch?
No, what?
Slop, S-L-O-P.
Okay, slop, yeah.
Surveys, lies, opinions, and polls, they mean nothing. Does that make sense, Butch?
It makes pretty much sense because it's a word of God and nothing else that matters. That's it, period. That's it.
Yeah. Surveys, that's it. Lies, opinions, and polls. And the word Lord, which is out there, is in the Bible over 7,000 times. And two more quick things, Butch. History should be called his story, right? With two
Amen.
Can we agree?
Amen.
Yeah, his story. And then the R word. We're not going to have a rapture to escape the persecution. That was taught in 1830 from a division from devils by Margaret MacDonald.
Uh-huh.
That's where You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, I do.
And guess what? I'm going to have a rupture. Not a rapture, right, Butch?
Yeah.
And the other R,
yes.
Yeah. The other R word, Butch, is raptor. R-A-P-T-O-R. For the eagles and the meat-eating birds and the hawks will be eating human flesh.
That's
so there
right.
You go, folks.
There you go.
Do you have any comments on this, Butch? Because that's why I called.
That is it's actually it's all Bible and right on the money. Yes, one day after the judgment, the bird, the fowls of the air will feast on the flesh of the people. That's right.
And guess what, Butch? In this country, all those fowls are being protected by the
that's right.
Resources.
They are. That's exactly right. That's amazing. You're right,
Bible
though.
Policy. Yep, it's amazing what's come to pass. And I used to support the DNR. I haven't gone hunting and fishing for over 20 years. I don't want to give them any money anymore.
All right, Dean. A good call. Thank you. Thanks, Ben, my friend. Thank you so much. God bless you, my friend. Good call. Okay. Let's go next to our dear brother in Texas. Let's talk to Matt. Matt, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. Good show.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yes. You mentioned weasel. There's down here. T.D. Jakes.
Uh-huh.
He's turned his church on.
Matt, you're breaking up on me. You're kind of fading in and out. Try that again. T.D. Jakes, what now?
Yeah, he turned his church into a vaccine center.
Oh, no.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, and this coming Sunday, the First Baptist Church, Jeffers, I'm sure you've heard of him, they're going to be shooting people up after service. You know,
oh, my goodness gracious.
That's what's happening in the churches. So, Hitler was able to get the pastors to sell out. So we can expect that to happen. We're seeing it happening right now. So
we are. It started back in 1954 with the Johnson Amendment, the IRS code. It started way back then. It's getting worse.
Yes, sir. And now they're just they're going to start vaccinating the children. So it's we're in a battle here. So
we are. By the way, folks, our brother Matt here puts out a monthly little newsletter. It's phenomenal. Can anybody get a copy of that, Matt?
Yes, sir. Just go to my website. It's saved.com, and my address is there.
And if you don't have a computer, if you'll call me tomorrow, I'll give you a message so you can start getting a copy of his monthly little newsletter. It's always good. Matter of fact, Matt, this one I got this month, I'm going to put it in my magazine this month if you don't care.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you continuing to send me. It's not as good as your newsletter or your magazine.
Mine's just bigger, that's all. Mine's just bigger, that's all. But I'm glad you enjoyed. But yeah, folks, if you go to saved.com, his address, write to me and see you free.
Pastor Butch, two saves. Saved.com.
Oh, okay. Saved.com. Yeah. Text him or write him and tell me you want a copy of the magazine. He'll coming to you. If you don't have a way to do that, you call me tomorrow and I'll get you in touch with Matt and you can get his magazine once a month. Thank you, Matt, for all you're doing. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, Pastor Butch. Really do.
Talk to you soon, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? I'm here.
Oh, great. Yeah, you did something about a report that Christians cannot. Oh, boy. You know what?
Yeah, yeah.
This Governor Beshear is a UN little puppet. That's all he is. They're all before he fraudulently got elected, he wanted to have a sanctuary state that included Mayor Fisher in Louisville, Kentucky, where I live. Butch, we're going down a new world order control. Vaccine.
Oh, we are.
You know what they're going to do? It's the LGBT. That's what they're doing. This is what this is all about. The drag queen story time. You know what's they're going down the road with this.
Oh,
people
absolutely.
In Kentucky,
absolutely.
Wake up. Wake
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the information I was telling you about on the back, the information about Kentucky and their stand against Christians, I'm trying to find it, is pure godless tyranny. Kentucky proposes regulation disqualifying Christians from adopting or fostering children.
Oh, my gosh.
That's coming your way.
Yeah, you know what? Let me tell you something, Governor Beshear. Why don't you go join what you did to Arthur Pawlowski in Canada? That's what you are, you little minion. You're a minion, Beshear. You're a dictator. You're in bed with Xi Jinping in China. This is where we're going with this, Butch.
That is where we're going. And I know people agree with this, and I really don't care, but I think the governor's election was stolen in your state also. I do believe that the former governor had him beat by a mile, and I think it was stolen there also.
They were voted by dead people, yes.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah, and Millie Weaver did it. The only report that on alternative news, not one mainstream news covered that. And Millie Weaver used to be with InfoWars with Alex Jones, covered that, and a voter, an election, interviewed her and said it was stolen because they found dead people voting. And not one mainstream media here in Louisville, Lexington, nobody covered it.
Didn't surprise me at all. Well, this is where we are. This is where we are. And, you know, as much as I like to see, I'd like to think we could find some people that we could put in office, make a difference. I want to tell you what, and I'm saying this humbly before God, but it ain't going to happen because man can't save his country. Unless a nation repents, it's damned. And it isn't happening. People are not repenting.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. In Ephesians 6:12, look where we're at right now. Read that verse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's running things now.
Yes, it is.
The riot.
All right.
Matthew 24:9-12. Read that. That's where we're at. The riots. Hatred.
Oh, yes.
Folks.
Yes.
Please, wake up. Because I used to be an atheist when I was younger. No more. I woke up. I fear God. I don't fear man anymore. People think I'm kind of crazy when I try to help them and talk to people. I do what I can. But it's God's will. And not to, you know, I obey God what to do out here.
Amen.
Butch,
amen.
Satan is taking control of a lot of people out here. We've got to do God's will.
Amen.
Real quick.
Only a few gonna make it. That's what the scribe Christ said in Matthew 7. Only a few gonna make it. Good call, Chris. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very good call. I tell you what, I'm blessed to have some of the best people in the world listen to this broadcast. Let's go next to our brother Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in.
What are you doing? How's the rest of the tribe doing down there in that hilly side in West Virginia?
Well, they're all just as ornery as snakes. I can't keep them in line.
But you guys can't walk in a straight line. You keep walking around in a circle.
That's why we have one leg short of another one, so we walk on the edge of a hill. But anyway.
Hey, I heard this there the other day, and I thought I'd bring this up. This is in Isaiah 53. And it is, who will declare the Lord in this generation?
Amen.
Put my name
Amen.
To that. Addison Jago will declare the Lord in this generation. So help me God.
That's the key. So help me God. You can't do it without Him. So help me God.
Very Nothing well else matters.
That's right. What else on your
Nothing
mind tonight?
Else matters. Nothing except I fear the Lord, and I fear my wife, Cheryl. She's really pretty and stuff, but, man, she carries a big stick.
Well, she has to with you around.
Yes, she does. Well, how's Martha Jean doing, Pastor?
Marcia's doing pretty good. She's not feeling the best. She's still not got a lot of energy left, but she's hanging in. She's still able to fuss at me, so that's a good sign.
Good.
So,
good.
Thanks for asking. I'll tell you yes, Addison. Thank you. You tell your pretty if I said hi, too.
We folks, right now, we need all the help we can get. You probably heard a little bit about pine needles and borax and all this stuff to help us with the vaccines. Dr. Ron Green's got a lot of really good products out there, and Pastor Butch handles Dr. Ron Green's. I know he's retired, but folks, give him a call, because we're going to need all the natural help we can get.
Yes, you know, Susan took over the business for him, and she had a lot more products to the line, too, so... Susan Dre. So, folks, you can give her a call and talk to her, and I promise you she'll do everything in her power to help you. But you have to call and ask, because she doesn't know you if you don't. And tell her to send you over, because she, right now she is trying to help us stay on the air. She is helping us pay some bills here. Give her a call at 406-274-7579. Give her a call and tell her to send you over. Ask anything else you want to say.
Yes, folks, you got any extra money in the bank, get it out. Give Melody Peterson, give Melody a call. I can't remember her last name.
Cedarstrom.
Get it out, because you're just going to lose it sitting in there.
Yes, you are. You're going to lose nothing else, just the inflation.
The rest... laid on God's feet. That's all we can do at this point in time.
Amen. All right, Aston, I got to jump. Hey. Thanks for calling. Thank you, brother. I'll see you tomorrow in the office, maybe. I love you, too. Folks, be in the office tomorrow, like I said, from 8 from 9 to 4. Love to hear from you. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, I don't mind telling you, we are squeezing by, but barely with the bills, folks. I hate to even mention that. Oh, gosh, I hate to mention that. But if you can help us keep the lights on, we'd like to hang around with you a little while longer anyway. I really would. I don't have an unction of spirit to quit doing this yet, and I'm going to trust God to bless us what we need to help others too, because we're here as a team effort. This is something we're doing together. If it were not for you, we would not be here, folks. And I'm in office tomorrow, so you can call and talk to me. I'm not unreachable. Please don't think that I'm unreachable. I'm just an old hillbilly preacher. That's all that I am. I'm a servant just like you. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us and save us money. You can call 304-846-4448. See you in the office tomorrow. Have a great night.
Your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.